Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Right. Hola, mi amigos. ¿Cómo estás? Hey, how are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. You know, I'm your host, Henneka Watkus Porter. If you're new here, so I want to extend a very, very warm, sunshiny Jamaican welcome to you and a very warm welcome back to all of you who have been listening day in, day out. You absolutely rock. Now, today's guest has condensed years of income and influence building into just days for his client, generating over $30 million in profit. Yeah? How's that for a good teaser for you, right? But first, a word from our sponsors.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Welcome back. Creating unprecedented income and influence can actually take years, but my guest, Michael Tucker, has found a way to shorten that time span to just days through his virtual event and digital marketing secrets. After generating over $30 million in profit over 2 to 3 years for his clients, he is ready to share his secret formula for running successful virtual events and marketing tips with any online entrepreneur prepared to grow their influence and income fast. Let's make welcome Michael Tucker. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, nice to be here. So excited to be on the Entrepreneurial You show.
Absolutely. And I'm just as excited to have you. Now, let's have this kind of a warm-up icebreaker question. If you could turn any ordinary day into an extraordinary event, what would the theme of your virtual celebration be?
Any ordinary day into a virtual event, what would it be? You know, I think one of my favorite times of the year is the holiday season. So I think I would pick a holiday season and turn a massive holiday event, a virtual event, just because I love the joy, the family time. And so I think I would build a massive, massive virtual event based around the holidays.
I'm sure it would be a success. It would be a hit, right? And that's why we are talking to you, Michael. So without further ado, let's move right into it. COVID-19 has sent everybody and his wife, you know, gone online and virtual events are a thing. Well, how did you get involved? Was it before COVID-19 into virtual events, or was it, you know, was one of those areas that you had to pivot to?
Yeah, great question. We actually got into virtual events about, maybe 5 years ago, and it wasn't through anything fancy, or I wasn't seeking to get into virtual events. It was actually because I was searching. I was searching for a way to make money. You see, I just got out of college. I just got married, and I was actually working part-time as a minister. And so if you know anything, college kids, newly married individuals, and church ministers, if you combine that all together, you aren't making a lot of money. And that was me. I was not making a lot of money. And so I said, I have to figure out how to make some income. And so I started out searching for anything and everything to make a dollar. Maybe that's some of you all listening. You've been trying everything and anything to make income for your family. Well, that was me. And I found myself failing and failing and failing time and time again. But one day, one of my friends came to me and he said, "Michael, I want to teach you how to get into real estate." Now, this isn't about real estate today, but it was that conversation that really changed my entire life. He said, "I want to teach you real estate." And I said, "David," who was his name, I said, "David, I have no money to get into real estate." I said, "How about we do this? How about I help you grow your business?" Because at the time he was growing a real estate education company. And he said, "Why don't you get into real estate?" And I said, "Well, I don't have money, but how about you let me help you grow your business and you teach me real estate for free?" For some reason, he agreed. And so I went on this journey of helping him grow his business. And virtual events was one of the first things that we started testing out. So that's how I broke into it. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows at the beginning. There was a lot of failures. There was a lot of mistakes. But that was the entry, was because I was in a time of need, I actually bartered services with one of my friends and started helping him grow this business. And that's what led to virtual events.
Wow, that's an interesting story. I mean, there are so many interesting points that you've raised. One, are you still a minister, or you were?
Yeah, so I was. I still volunteer at our church, but I'm no longer like paid position at our facility, at our church there. But yeah, so I still serve, still in that arena, but just not paid.
Awesome sauce. I'm happy to hear that, you know. How you explained how you got into virtual events, it's pretty much how money started, like, you know, because money is really a currency of exchange, a medium of exchange. And so in lieu of, you know, something, you were able to give your time so you could be taught. And it worked well. It sounds like how money works for me. You know, money is about having that currency to be able to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish, right? And as you talked about, you know, in the preamble, we're talking about Daniel Gomez, whom have had on the podcast recently and just finished his book. And, you know, when he's talking about money being a currency, he doesn't talk about it being money, because money seems stagnant, but currency flows, and, you know, it's just shifting the mindset. But anyway, I'm digressing a bit just because I want to connect some dots. But let's get back to talking about virtual events and how you got into it just about 5 years ago. I mean, I can totally relate to that, not necessarily in the same way, but pre-COVID-19, I tested some events of my own. They were in their own right successful, but not as nearly successful, not nearly as successful as what I'm going to unearth from you, I'm sure. So let's talk about, in those early days when you started, Michael, how was it for you? What were some of the lessons learned? What were some of the challenges you had and the lessons that you learned from those challenges?
Yeah, there were many of them. But as we started, you know, just to continue on with the story, we started launching some smaller events. And I remember there was one in particular that we launched. It was our very first one. And I remember being so excited because I took about 2 weeks to build this event. I built the websites and the funnels. I built the email copy, the text message copy, all these things, the graphics. I built it. And I was so excited for this launch. And we ran the event. And I remember making the offer for our service and our product, and nobody bought. And I remember feeling so frustrated. I was like, wow, I just put all this effort into it and nobody even bought a single thing. How could this happen? But I had a friend, and I'm going to answer your question in just a moment, but I want to finish this story. But I had a friend, he reached out and he said, "Michael, I love what you're doing, but here's a few tweaks. I want you to implement it this way." And so we took his advice and we ran the play. We ran his version of our event. And we ended up making $30,000 our first week. It was life-changing for me, because for me, you have to remember, as a minister and as a college student who just graduated and a newlywed, $30,000 was a year's salary for me. So to make that in 1 week was phenomenal. It was life-changing. And so for me, the biggest lesson, because we ran that event and it was successful and we did it again and again and again. But the biggest mistake I think I made at the beginning was not finding a coach fast enough. Not finding a coach fast enough to implement, because we were trying just off of YouTube videos. We were trying to implement just based off of what we thought would work. But once we found a coach and somebody that knew the way and guided us in that certain path, it changed everything. So one of the big lessons whenever it comes to digital marketing and business in general is just find somebody you can latch onto and model, right? And so that was one thing that changed our lives completely. And we didn't do it soon enough, which I wish we did.
And that's a fantastic, a huge lesson, because many people, you know, I'm a coach myself, you know, and many people I find they think they can wing it. And we try to wing it too, even myself, we try to wing it at times. And you realize you run into so much frustration because you fail to invest in somebody who has the know-how and can help you to implement strategies and so on to execute on so that you're successful. Now, you have learned from that. You know, that was the biggest lesson for you, the biggest takeaway. What then did you subsequently implement, right, to make that shift outside of getting the coach? What did the coach say to you to turn it around for you so that you're now hosting really, really successful events?
Great question. And so at the beginning, we were trying really just to grow, to get a little bit deeper. And some of you all may be familiar with these models of virtual events. Some of you may not. But we were running webinars or masterclasses, as some people call them, right? And that's just at the time, 5 years ago, they were getting really hot. That's what everybody thought they had to do. It was the big method, right? And so for us, we were running webinars and masterclasses. But when he sat us down, he said, "Hey, I love what you guys have, but I think you need to build a little bit more trust and a little bit more credibility with your audience." And maybe that's some of you all listening right now. You've been trying to market to your audience. You've been trying to get them to buy stuff, but maybe they just haven't spent enough time with you. And that was our case. He said, "I don't think your people have spent enough time with you to make a $5,000. I think our service at the time was $5,000. And he said, "I don't think they're spending enough time with you to spend $5,000 with you." And so we implemented, instead of the webinars, which for us was about an hour class, he said, instead of just doing a 1 hour class, he says, "I want you to run this thing called a 5-day challenge." And at the time I said, "What in the world is a 5-day challenge? Never heard of this in my life." And so for some of you all here listening, and you've never heard of this before either, it's simply a 5-day virtual event. And he said, "I want you to run this 5-day virtual event, and I want you to teach for 1 hour per day, 5 days straight. And then at the end, I want you to present your opportunity, your offer." And so for me, I like I said, I didn't know anything about it, but we just took messy action. We took imperfect action. And so we did it and it worked. And what we realized was that for our higher ticket products, and some of you all may not have a higher ticket product that is $5,000 or $10,000, but for us, we were selling that and we needed a little bit more time to build credibility with our audience. And so that made the difference, because people started going through our 5 days events and they started experiencing life change. And that's the one thing I love about virtual events. I wholeheartedly believe that virtual events are the best way to scale your influence, your income, and your impact. And I'm going to be honest with you, they're transformational experiences. They're not just the way we build them is not just to run a virtual event to run a virtual event. We build transformational experiences now. And so if you can get really good at taking people on a journey and helping them experience some kind of transformation in your virtual event, that's when the magic happens. So for us, I know that was a long answer to your short question, but for us, what we implemented was a longer event model, but really focusing on building more credibility and helping them experience more life change. Instead of just teaching them random information, really being methodical about what we were teaching and how we taught it.
Wow. Influence, impact, and income. I like those three I's that it's all about building for you. Sounds very good, because you're getting the audience to know, like, and trust you. Essentially, that is what you're doing. But what I'd love for you to do, Michael, is take us through a scenario from the minute that you engage your potential attendee. What does that look like throughout the five days, and even at the end of it now when you're making your offer? So what does a day look like? You present technical information, but outside of the technical information, what else do you present to, get participants to be excited about, doing business with you, because that's what you're building up to?
Great question. So you were asking, how can we make this valuable enough to make people want to stay 5 days and really not just make it a pitch fest, right? And so a lot of people ask that. And so really there's three things that you need. There's many other things, but there's really three things you need to run a successful 5-day event. And just before we get into this, I know you have many different types of entrepreneurs in here. You maybe have entrepreneurs that are financial advisors. You may have some that are in real estate. You may have some that are coaches. What I'm teaching you can be implemented really regardless of what industry you're in. Just so you know, you can run an event teaching people how to get a loan for a house. You could teach people how to utilize insurance. You can use this in a lot of industries. So don't think that this is just tailored to the coaching and marketing industry, but there's really three things you need. Number one is you need to make sure the event, there's a lot of high energy. People feed off of energy. People love passion and they love when you show up, with belief. So you need to have high energy and high belief, because that's what really makes an event transformational. Number one is just when they can show up and see that you believe in this, you believe in the model, you believe in what you're teaching. Because I've seen so many people show up to events and they're very monotone, they're very dry, but you need to show up with passion, energy, belief, because people, that will attract them and that builds excitement and a lot more trust. So number one, you need to have energy. Number two, you need to have engagement, right? You need to have high engagement in your event, meaning that you need to focus on getting people to comment in the chat. You need to have people posting their wins, doing homework you give them throughout the event. You need people as engaged as possible, because if they're engaged, they'll show back up every day. But lastly, this is the most important, which I think you will answer your question the most, is you need to have your customer journey mapped out so you can craft compelling content. And I mean this in a way that you need to take some time and ask yourself, and this is regardless if you're running a virtual event or if you're not, you need to ask yourself, where is your potential customer right now and where do they want to be? Where are they at this moment? Right now, what are they experiencing? What are the struggles they're facing? What is the pain, the barriers? What have they tried and hasn't worked? What are they doing now that they shouldn't be doing? Get very detailed at where they're at now, and then ask, where's their dream destination? Where do they want to be? What's their goals? So for example, if you're a weight loss coach, the end destination may be 50 pounds lighter. It may be that they have good gym habits. It may be that they're healthy enough to play with their kids. You need to know the destination. So lastly, you can find the steps in the middle to help them get there. Because if you don't know where they're at right now and you don't know where they want to go, you can't build a roadmap. It'd kind of be like if I was going from here to Jamaica, but I didn't know where Jamaica was. I didn't know the roads. I didn't know anything. So it would be like I was going on a journey blindly. And so we just need to figure out those beginning and end points and then find the steps to help them get to that dream destination. And so to answer your question, what we do is we sit down and ask these questions, and then we craft the content of the event around the steps to get them to their dream destination. So for example, this is a 5-day event. So what we'll do is we'll say day 1 through 5, how can we get them started on their journey towards their dream destination? Now, disclaimer, we will not be able to get them to their dream destination in 5 days. Maybe in some cases, but in 99% of the cases, you are not going to help somebody lose 50 pounds in 5 days. You're not going to help somebody build out a new sales process or do XYZ in 4 to 5 days, but you could help them get started. And so what we do is day one, we always go into helping them overcome any self-limiting beliefs they may have. We spend a lot of time on mindset on day one and sharing your origin story. So we really want to build trust in day one, but help them overcome anything that they came into the event dealing with. They may be coming into the event thinking, oh, I don't have money to buy real estate. They may be coming in thinking, oh, real estate is only for professionals. And so we have to come in and teach them why those things aren't true. Or it could be applied to any other industry. For the weight loss industry, somebody coming in, we would, you know, their misconceptions and the self-limiting beliefs may be that I don't have time to go to the gym. I don't have money to eat healthy. And we have to come in from day one and show them why those things aren't true. So day one, we spend a lot of time on their mindset because we know that the transformational experience we're going to provide is very, very mindset heavy. We need to change their belief system. And then day two and day three, we get into the content and start taking them on that journey. We start implementing and teaching around the steps to help them get to their goals. So for a health coach, day two, we may get into exercise routines. I'm just making this up. Day three, we may get into, you know, eating habits and teach on that. Day four, we'll get into content as well. But what we do is we actually start pitching the offer on day four as well. So we teach and we pitch the offer. And then day five, we do the same. Day five, you teach on a topic and then you pitch the product. So it's not, so the reason why this event, this works so well is because you're spending 5 to 6 hours with somebody versus 1 hour. Listen, more immersion usually equals higher conversions. Let me say it again. The more time somebody spends with you in your brand, in your business, the higher likelihood that they'll convert into a customer. So I know that was a very long answer. I get really excited about this, but I hope that answered your question and I hope that was valuable.
Well, you did exceptionally well. In fact, I'm excited now to, you know, put a 5-day challenge or a 7-day challenge or whatever it is I'll come up with together. Just, you know, listening to you. And I'm going to ask you, as I'm about to wrap having this lovely conversation with you, Michael, what are some key tips that you'd want to share with my listeners for overcoming, you know, everyday virtual events and digital marketing hurdles? Because there are indeed hurdles there. What are some of those tips that you'd want to share?
I would say that one tip would be just to start and just to figure out how you can implement virtual events in your business. Because every industry is going to be a little different, right? How you teach as a insurance broker or as a real estate agent or a coach, they're going to be a little bit different. But just ask, how can I use virtual events to gain influence and reach more people? Because I love virtual stage and virtual events because they elevate you and they make you seem like you're the professional if done correct. Really builds a lot of credibility. So my advice would be, just ask yourself, how can I implement virtual events into my business as a acquisition method? And how can I start simple? Don't go out there and try to start all these complex ways if you've never done it before. Go out and implement in a simple way. That's what we did. We didn't have anything fancy. We just started out bare bones. You know, it was a little funnel. Wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't like we had all these ads or all these amazing graphics on our first challenge. But it worked because we showed up, we cared for our audience, and we took them through a transformational experience.
And that's all that matters at the end of the day, really. All right. So now I'm going to ask you, Michael, I know you have, maybe you have even your final thoughts outside of any, you know, the questions I've asked. If it is that there's something you'd like to share that I have not asked you, I'd just like you to, you know, you can go ahead and just give those final thoughts while you're also sharing how might our community get in touch with you, because you have dropped some really, really wonderful value bombs and we need more. So how can they reach you? And you also have a free bundle that you'd want to share. So share about that. I know it's a mouthful for you, but
I would love to just say, listen, if you want to reach more people this year and you feel like you have a message that needs to get out in the world, go ahead and do that. Go take a step of faith, get out there. There's somebody out there who needs to hear your message. God, there's people that God has put out there that need your words, need your thoughts, need your ideas. So go out there, share it to the masses. And listen, I would love to help you guys with this. We actually have a book, a free book you guys can download if you go to virtualstagesecrets.com. That is virtualstagesecrets.com. Totally free to download. There's no sales on there. Go consume it and go take the tips that are in that book, implement it. You guys can reach out on social media if you'd like. You can go to Official Michael Tucker on Instagram. We also have a podcast on YouTube called Million Dollar Secrets. So you can find me on social at Official Michael Tucker, or go ahead and take a listen at Million Dollar Secrets on YouTube.
It was such a pleasure for me, Michael. You coming here and sharing those insights with us from your experience, it's fantastic. And I'm so grateful to you. I appreciate your time that you've spent with us today. And thank you so much, as I wish you all the best on your onward journey.
All right. Thank you. Awesome. See you guys later.
Again, thank you, Michael Tucker, for unleashing the power of rapid growth strategies. Listeners, I want you to apply these insights and watch your influence and income soar. And believe me, I'm going to take a lot of the tips that he shared, a lot of those bombs that he dropped, right? I'm going to take them and explode, right? So I want you to stay tuned for more actionable advice on the Entrepreneurial You podcast. Until next time, you know I'm Henika Watkiss-Porter. I'm signing off now, but you can continue to engage with me online at henikawatkissporter.com. You'll find the show notes and links related to today's episode, as well as blogs, etc. And also connect with me on social media. I'm very active at henikawatkissporter. I am looking forward to hearing from you. I want to connect with you. It's always a pleasure to hear from my listeners. And finally, I just ask you to affirm with me. I am a magnet for success, attracting opportunities that align with my goals and aspirations. Do take care.